It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome, you list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Last one in May, first part of June. Here we go. Summer is upon us, and hopefully you're dusted off your grill and smoker and whatever else you're cooking on, and you're getting her going. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, guys. Conrad, thanks for producing, as usual.
Hey.
Conrad is a legendary country DJ, I guess, is what you used to call him.
Yeehaw,
yeah. Did you spin records at one time?
When I first started, I did up in Boyne City, but my first station. Yeah. And they had Q-burns on them. I'll tell you about that on the extra segment.
Was there a bird that you put on the turntable like Fred Flintstone?
Oh, no.
The one that used to drink out of the glass, right? When it bobbed back and forth, right? Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining the wackiest, smokiest show on the airwaves. And we get together as a habit once a week, just to torture the public and talk about all the things we grill and smoke. And,
right.
Did do some great grilling and smoking this week, but my pride and joy was probably bringing out the old Coney sauce recipe from thegrillingguys.com. You can check out the search bar at the top of that website of ours, thegrillingguys.com. In the search bar, just type in what you're looking for, and we probably made it. And there's probably a recipe there, and it's probably plagiarized, but it's ours now.
And you can plagiarize it too.
That's right. Put it in your next cookbook.
Right, yeah.
But I was so happy. I didn't use beef hearts because I only have one in the freezer.
Saving that for a special occasion?
I didn't feel like grinding, really. I just put the grinder away after the sausage fest. So I did it with burger, and I just got that cow in the freezer and used a pound and a half of burger, and we're going to go through that recipe in segment three and talk about how to make Coney sauce. But you'll be happy to know I have totally weathered in and logged up the barn, and it's looking very, very cool. I'm no longer worried about how the project will turn out. It fits into
it's
the hill.
Turned. You turned it out?
Yeah. It's fitting into the hill. It's a weird place to build a barn, because it's on a slope and it's on a hill, which made it very tricky for me, because if you've ever built anything like with beams, you're sinking into the ground and all this stuff, there are optical illusions. They start playing games with you when you look at the terrain sloping and your beams and logs. It's really difficult. You got to trust your level. But I'm happy to say...
Bubble don't lie, baby.
I'm happy to say I'm almost done screwing logs. I have a couple more to put up and I'm done.
Good for you. I hope you don't miss that, because that could be, that's been a long journey for you.
You've been a year.
Right. Yeah. I know you've been working on that thing on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But that's cool. It's done and it's housing a big old smoker.
And it
too.
looks really cool. I'm happy with it.
Right. Yeah.
And I go ahead. That's
but,
all right.
But anyway.
What'd you smoke this week?
Well, you know what?
I mean, on your grill.
On my grill. Nothing, actually. It was took the Memorial Day Monday and stained my deck 8 hours, burnt neck from leaning over, put 6 gallons on that thing, and it was just a ton of work, but it's done. It looks great, and so I got that done, but we didn't have any guests over for the weekend. It was a work weekend, so we got a bunch of that done. But I got
funny they don't show up on a work weekend.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I built a deck for my son about 3 weeks ago, and when it was time to stain mine, he was ghost town. But anyway, it's all good.
That's shocking.
Yeah. So anyway, I do have a couple questions for you, Bob. Next weekend, right after the show, so I need the tips before the show. I got two things to cater for a graduation party that I generally never make. And one of them is half you, so I'm going to ask you about it, is they want beef brisket burnt ends, and they want smoked turkey breast. And we're gonna have Sobey on the show a little later, and I'm gonna talk to him about the turkey breast. But
Conrad, I've heard people say F you to me, but never half you. I'm not sure how to respond to that.
Well, yeah, just take it as a compliment, Because if you listened a couple weeks ago, Bob custom cooked a bunch of meat for me, and I've got maybe like 50 pounds of brisket all cooked, vac sealed in my freezer. And I'm going to pull that out, and it's cooked. But what I want to do is turn it into little chunks, like an inch by an inch, something that, because they just want them like as an
sure.
appetizer. But it'll be a main course.
Burnt ends are, that's kind of a Kansas City thing. It's nationwide now, but back in the day when Robbie and I would be doing stuff in that area, he had a very particular way he liked to do them. And that's fine. If you want to use your point, but I think you can do burn ends with flats. That'll turn out just wonderfully. And I happen to know that your flats turned out wonderfully.
Oh, they did. Yeah.
Cause I, you know, cooking for my bestie here, I gotta give him my best game.
And he did too. It was wonderful.
They turned out, I was very happy with them.
Yep.
So if you've got a flat, if you do briskets like some of us do, where you take the flat partially off and do the skinny part, I don't separate the flat from the point. I just cut the back end of the fish off.
Right, yeah, right.
It looks like a big old catfish, right?
Yeah.
So I just cut the back third off and smoke it separately. And then...
Why is that?
Well, because they cook at different
right.
rates.
Exactly.
You know, it's so thin.
Exactly.
I don't want to ruin the flat. It's still great meat.
Right.
If you don't overcook it.
Yep.
And those were all brought up to about 195. So, and they're in cryovac bags, so you can sous vide them to perfection.
Right.
But you'll probably want to pull them out of those bags and cube them and then just roll them around in a little butter and some barbecue sauce and honey, and they'll be good. You'll have nice, tacky.
Right. And I throw them on a grill in a pan, or do you throw them on a grate?
Whatever. Or? Just on a big pan.
Right. You just want to dry them out, get them a little tacky.
Yep.
When you got that sauce on there. And so they want them for 75 people is what they're expecting at their graduation party. So I'm thinking maybe 20 pounds because I'm also doing smoked turkey breast for them as well. And then mac and cheese. It's an odd combination but you know, it's just a stop by, drop by, leave your check, have a bite of food and move on kind of place.
Yeah.
So
punch in, punch out,
right.
No time to chew the fat.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So. But anyway, haven't done that before where we've already got cooked brisket. And, but I think
best
you're
way
right.
to do it.
Yeah.
Best way to do it
is just that, like you said, a little butter, a little honey, maybe a little bit of a heat in the barbecue sauce, and then get them tacky and we'll throw them in a pan and in a chafing dish. And there they go. You can pick them out of there with some tongs. And
well, in segment four, we're going to talk about making barbecue sauce cause we didn't get to it last week.
Right.
So maybe you'll actually make some scratch sauce for this.
Yeah, chances are I'll just make a trip to the store. I'm not going to lie. There's so many good barbecue sauces out there. I'm not going to take my time to do that.
It's just fun.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is if you got a little extra time. But for me, this is production stuff. I got a bunch of food to put together, and I'm going to do it that way. But anyway, so that, and then a smoked turkey breast.
Now those
would you go boneless or bone in?
Those are that's another Rob Russell trick that we used to do in some of these classes that because you get tired of doing ribs and butts and the students, the people in these markets don't want to come to the same class all over again, but they'd like the class, they want to come to another one. So we did one we called Fancy Grilling. And in that one we would do Rob's favorite ham recipe, which is on our site.
Right.
And we would do turkey breast. And the best way I can say is I would buy these fresh turkey breasts they were cryovac'd or whatever, but they were boned. So they were boneless, but they had the skin on.
Yes.
And we would season them up nicely and smoke them to 160, 165. And pull them and wrap them and just let them park for a half hour and then shave them beautifully.
As thin as you can get them.
And, well, at a decent, whatever, depends on what you're going to use it for. Typically, it's a sandwich.
Yep.
The thing with turkey is you can't shave them too thin or you won't be able to serve them because they're going to fall apart.
Right.
And then you've got a mess on your platter instead of. So in this case, I would shave them about an eighth of an inch.
Yeah.
Slice them. And it's, oh my, my mouth's watering, and they're so good.
Mm.
That's the best way to do turkey.
Coming up next, we got Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. He's going to impart some of his wisdom on us. Stick with us. We'll be back.